The town of Libby, Montana, was rocked 7 years ago by news that hundreds of its residents had died or been sickened by exposure to asbestos. The asbestos was a byproduct of a mine operated by W.R. Grace & Company. The company and seven former executives have been charged with concealing the health risks associated with the mine. Their trial has been delayed, but the cleanup continues, as Kathy Witkowski reports.
Well, welcome to Libby, Montana, the 2006 Ignite the Nights.
If you like small towns and big mountains, Libby is your kind of place, especially during the annual Ignite the Nights weekend, when car enthusiasts show off their old vehicles on Mineral Avenue, the town's main street. It's easy to see why Linda Lloyd moved her family here more than 30 years ago.
I like the small community. I like the clean air.
She's laughing at the irony.
We thought we were leaving the smog and everything and coming to a place that was healthy for our children. Didn't turn out to be that way.
Unbeknownst to Lloyd and her neighbors, Libby's air was anything but clean. It was contaminated by asbestos, which was a byproduct of the local vermiculite mine.
The whole community was exposed to it. The dust filled the air. It'd be on the top of your cars. It'd be on your clothes that you'd hang out on the lines. I mean, it wasn't just the people that worked there. It was everybody.
The mine closed in 1990, but the asbestos remained behind, mixed in with vermiculite that was used to insulate homes and in materials that were used in gardens and yards, even put on the junior high and high school tracks. No one knows exactly how many people have been affected, but a health clinic here that specializes in asbestos-related diseases has 1,400 patients and sees about 20 new patients each month.
It's very heartbreaking here.
Kimberly Rouse manages the clinic.
There are people of all ages. The mine site was here for many, many years. Children played in it, and so we are seeing these people returning as adults. Probably our youngest patient to date that's been diagnosed is 25. He's told me he can't even pick his kids up because he can't breathe.
Officials from W.R. Grace refused repeated requests for interviews, citing the pending criminal trial. But Rouse says that many of the clinic's diagnoses are being disputed. One fact that is not in dispute, there is no cure for asbestos-related disease. Over time, the lungs lose their elasticity, effectively suffocating the victim. Libby asbestos can also cause a fatal form of lung cancer. The EPA has been trying to prevent any more exposures. In the residential neighborhoods behind Mineral Avenue, half a dozen crews are removing the asbestos from homes and yards. The EPA's Paul Perrinard is overseeing the project.
And we've actually finished up in the attic, and they've just left everything in place, and we're running clearance samples right now to see what, if anything, is left behind.
But that's where things get tricky. Little research exists on the type of asbestos found in Libby. Perrinard worries that what may be considered safe today could wind up being a problem in years to come.
Even for the houses we complete a cleanup, when we give them a letter that says, hey, we finished the cleanup, we include a sentence. Nobody likes seeing this sentence. We may have to come back because we might have to clean to a lower level or clean up additional material based on future research.
But Perrinard doesn't want to wait for that research before he cleans up places he knows pose a risk.
It's always this constant balance of, you know, how clean is clean? And that question comes up on every Superfund site there is. It happens to be a very, very complicated and, given the medical conditions up here, very important question in Libby.
The EPA has already spent $150 million and still has another 600 homes to clean up, about 3 years' worth of work. And even after those jobs are completed, Perrinard expects people to come across buried asbestos-contaminated material from time to time. Les Scramstead would have handled things differently. He's a former mine worker who's now suffering from asbestos-related disease, as is his son.
They should have come into our town and said, well, I don't believe we can ever clean all this stuff up, and for your own safety, I think we had to just buy you all out and move you someplace else. Start in Libby, somewhere else. And we probably could have done it for about what it's going to cost by the time they're done dinking around here in town.
Questions about the risks associated with Libby asbestos have ramifications far beyond this small enclave. Libby vermiculite was processed at some 250 plants around the nation, and insulation made from it remains in perhaps millions of homes. So long after it's left Libby, the EPA may still be grappling with the town's toxic legacy. For NPR News, I'm Kathy Witkowski.